Nicholas, I've come in to visit you on the sunniest of days. I nearly had a shower on the way in, by the way. What's your full name?
It's Nicholas Fitzgerald.
Nicholas Fitzgerald, you have a gorgeous business here. I was distracted by the artwork on the wall on the way in. Tell me the name of your business.
It's Greenway Copper Coast Hostel. We opened on the 31st of August 2019.
Particularly coastal areas in Waterford are experiencing a huge surge in popularity. People are very interested in water sports. They're interested in day trips. They're very interested in holidaying at home. What would you notice in terms of your bookings?
Well, still our main bookings there have been associated with the Greenway. Say since last year, we've noticed a bit of a change there that the Copper Coast has become accepted as a brand name. People are coming here for the Copper Coast. Now, also the Cumberland Mountains, we get hikers there, you know, they're going up to Gumshannon or the Mahon Falls as well. We've been very successful in the area there, lucky in the area that the Copper Coast as a brand name has succeeded.
So I presume that if I'm part of a club or a group or just coming down with my family and I kind of say, this looks like an ideal spot, you obviously have links in them with other businesses where you can say, look, I have a group here, I'll send them down for surf lessons, or I'll have a group here for kayaking or whatever it is.
Yeah, we try and put together packages for groups. We feed them, arrange surf lessons, maybe art lessons with Sean, and that's it. If there's transport required within the area that when they get here, we're looking at that as well, because one of the markets we're looking at now is we've found with Dublin schools, it's getting too expensive for them, for coaches overnighting. So they're coming by train down to Waterford. We're going to use a coach service there to take them from there to the Greenway or whatever. And, you know, it's going to build around that.
It pushes home the importance of good relationships with local businesses, because if you're bringing people down, then you're telling them, OK, you can stay here and use us as a base. Then you can explore the Copper Coast and the wider area and you can come back to us. We have a lovely labba for you. We'll take care of you.
Certainly. Another thing that might happen for us next year is we think the Scouts might have the Ballyscanlan Lake set up and running, and we hope to do, you know, tours down to them. It would be a major one if it gets going up and running.
That's a brilliant idea. Any plans for expansion?
At the moment we're meeting with the council shortly there to look at how we'll improve our sewer system. That's the first thing, and then we hope to go looking for more accommodation. The plan here is to try and get up to about 150, to 140, 150 bed spaces.
And the views here are absolutely second to none, the whole setting. Are you a Bunmahan man yourself, Nicholas?
I was just born just down the road, 300 metres away.
And tell me, who's in your family?
Well, my own immediate family, like my wife helps out. Kevin is the eldest boy, like he's the looks after the windows. Keith, our youngest son, he's a chef down in the tannery Dungarvan. We have three daughters then. One is living in Chester, the eldest girl, and then two more of them are living in Dunhill.
Being here all your life, Nicholas, it's a gorgeous place to live. It's kind of the perfect world where everything is within touching distance.
It's not spoiled. Like, there's some areas you can go to and say, Jesus, they've destroyed it. Like, but not Bunmahan. I think, thankfully, people say, oh, you're a bit remote there. But it actually works to our advantage. Because when families come here with their kids there, they can relax. There's no danger in there. The same with the schools. The teachers can relax when the schools come here.
If somebody was thinking about coming down to do maybe a tour of the Copper Coast, they're not from Waterford, why would you recommend Bunmahan and the wider Copper Coast, Nicholas?
About, I think it was 3 years ago, I think from the Czech Republic, family were here. And I said, well, look, you're leaving tomorrow. I said, but why not go up to Tranemore before you go? And that evening when they came back, I said to them, well, how did you get on in Tramore? Oh, we didn't get to Tramore. We went to Toronto Movies and they stayed there all day.
Am I right in thinking when you're coming into Bunmahan from the engine house side, like down the hill, you turn up to the right? Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, the engine house would be on your right, and road up to the Toronto Movies straight ahead of you. Basically, there's a sign there now for Toronto Movies by the council there. And it's only less than half a mile up there. What they love about it is they have the steps going down to it, and it's beautiful. It's so private when you get down there, but you have to go through a hole in the cliff to get to the next little secluded beach. There's a rope there to get up, and you go through the hole and into the next beach there. The only disappointment we had there with it there is it was supposed to be a cliff walk. It was all the finance and everything is there, and there's a little objection or something there, and Board Planola haven't approved it as such. That sort of thing, it has to be appealed. But that would be a 10k cliff walk from Bunmahan to Strabley. that's a totally coastline that's hard to access from the land. It opened up a whole new dimension of scenery for us.
And an area like Bunman, you have to be careful not to overdevelop it because it can become spoiled. We were talking to some people a few minutes ago on the beach. Some people would like to see maybe a grocery style shop open, a nighttime, say, finer dining option, etc. Is there anything you'd like to see developed here, Nicholas?
The shop is the main thing that we feel that we've missed. Like, you know, when we lost the bus office, we lost the shop. Government can take a lot of blame for that. Like, they should have realised that was going to happen. Close the bus office, you're closing the shop as well. It wasn't just the bus office. We had nobody fighting strong enough for us probably to retain post offices. I was down in Kerry there a couple of years ago and driving around and everywhere village I went to, there was a post office still there. So like, you know, in Healy Rays.
But you know what? We've heard that in other towns and villages as well. Yes, it's a shop, it is a facility, but it's a lifeline as well socially for people because it's an institution.
Especially nowadays, like, because it's taken over the point of, you know, banking for a lot of people. It's a shame, really. Like, they turn around and realise they're distinct with transport and they did a local link. It was a pity they didn't realise the same thing. You know, the post offices were just as necessary. But going back to the local link, I think it's brilliant. We get a very good service in Bunman because we've got Dungarvan Tramore bus and we've got the Dungarvan Waterford bus passing through. So it gives people great options there.
You'll be getting a job for Fault Ireland next, Nicholas. Nicholas, it has been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much.
No, thanks very much.